Zhou Yongkang, one of the most powerful figures in the Chinese Communist Party, is officially under investigation after months of speculation. Overseas media interpret Zhou's case as the trend of the CCP's power struggle.
Zhou Yongkang 被立案审查。周永康是中共最有权力的人物之一。大陆官方媒体称，周永康被立案审查。海外媒体解读分析，周案透露出的信号及中共权斗的趋势。
In a brief article published on July 29th, the state-run news agency Xinhua announced that the Central Committee had begun an investigation of Zhou Yongkang for grave violations of discipline.
中共官媒新华社7月29号称，周永康涉嫌严重违纪，由中共中纪委对其进行立案审查。
Zhou Yongkang is one of the biggest Tiger top-ranking party officials to be brought down by party leader Xi Jinping's anti-corruption campaign to date. In addition to serving on the standing committee from 2007 to 2012, Zhou was at or near the top of the Chinese regime's public security and legal apparatus for 10 years. His power was such that commentators have described him as heading a second center of power in the party that rivaled the authority of the general secretary.
周永康是习近平打虎运动迄今为止拿下的最大的老虎级贪官。他在2007到2012年间任中共政治局常委，并任政法委书记十年。一些评论家认为，周永康领导着中共的第二权力中央，敢和中共总书记抗衡。
This investigation breaches an unwritten rule that members of the Standing Committee of the Politburo, the small group of men who sit atop the party hierarchy, could not be arrested.
周永康被立案调查打破了中共一条不成文规则，即行不上政治局常委。
Hong Kong Economic Daily reported, there are four attractive conjectures in the Zhou Yongkang case. Firstly, whether this caged tiger will be really beaten. Secondly, why the authorities choose this time to beat. Thirdly, the tiger is taken down. Will it be beaten seriously or lightly? Finally, is there any Lion King to fight after the tiger?
香港经济日报的报道说，在周永康一案中，最值得关注的猜想和悬念，一是这只笼中虎会不会真的被打，二是为何选在这时打，三是虎被拿下后是痛打还是轻拍，四是打老虎后还有没有狮王要打。
Zhou Yongkang was promoted to the top position by former CCP leader Jiang Zemin.
周永康因受到前中共党魁江泽民的一路提拔而居高位。
According to Radio Free Asia, Bo Tong, former top party aide to late ousted Premier Zhou Zhiyang, said, I can say for sure that Zhou Yongkang isn't the last of the tigers because the anti-corruption power struggle has its own momentum. Once you start it, you have to keep going. If you back off, you'll be left with nothing.
据自由亚洲电台报道，前中共总书记赵紫阳的秘书鲍彤认为，周永康肯定不是最后一只大老虎，因为这种因权力斗争的反腐有其势头，一旦开始你得继续，如果退下来就什么都没有了。
Chinese-American political commentator Jiang Tianliang wrote an article to predict who is the next big tiger after Zhou.He said the delay in announcing Zhou Yongkang's case resulted from former leader Jiang Zemin and former Politburo Standing Committee member Zheng Qinghong's interference. Zhou Yongkang was the last barrier for Zheng and Jiang.
美籍华裔评论人士张天亮撰文预测，周永康之后下一个大老虎是谁？张天亮分析说，周永康案推迟公布的原因是江泽民和曾庆红力保周永康，因为他是曾庆红和江泽民的最后一道防线。
Zhang Tianliang predicted that Xi Jinping will start a counter strategy after Zheng and Jiang's last barrier collapse. Jiang said the anti-corruption campaign against Zheng and Jiang won't take so long as Zhou Yongkang's case.
张天亮预计曾庆红和江泽民的最后一道屏障坍塌后，习近平会展开反击，拿下他们二人的时间比擒周永康要快。